ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। कपिल गीता इज ए पोर्शन दैट कम्स इन श्रीमद्भागवतम। श्रीमद्भागवतम इज ए पॉपुलर पुराण, यू ऑल आर अवेयर ऑफ इट। इट हैज 12 कैंटोस एंड मेनी डायलॉग्स। वेरियस स्टूडेंट्स एंड वेरियस टीचर्स आर देयर। द वन कंसिस्टेंट डायलॉग दैट गोज ऑन इज बिटवीन शुकदेव जी एंड किंग परीक्षित। रेस्ट ऑफ द डायलॉग्स दे आर फॉर शॉर्ट टर्म इन भागवतम। वन सच डायलॉग इज प्रेजेंटेड हियर बिटवीन द सेज कपिल एंड हिज मदर देवहूति। सो सन इज द टीचर हियर एंड मदर इज द स्टूडेंट। सन इज द टीचर एंड मदर इज द स्टूडेंट। इन दिस टीचिंग मदर देवहूति इज मैरिड टू कर्दम ऋषि। आई विल गिव यू अ ब्रीफ बैकग्राउंड। सो देर इज ए ग्रेट सेज कर्दम एंड ही फील्स दैट ही हैज डिजायर्स ऑफ वर्ल्ड। ही वॉन्ट्स टू एन्जॉय वर्ल्ड, ही वॉन्ट्स टू हैव प्लेजर्स इन लाइफ, बट फॉर दैट ही डजेंट गो आउट एंड एन्जॉय वर्ल्ड डायरेक्टली। ही वर्शिप्स गॉड and he says, O God, you find the right person for me. So God comes to him and says, tomorrow a king is going to come, King Manu, with his daughter Devahuti. She's princess, she's young, she's beautiful. He is going to propose her to you, you accept her. And together you produce great children like you both. So he says, okay. Next day morning, as promised, Manu Maharaj comes with his daughter and says, here I have daughter. She is very well qualified, has great virtues, and she will be your dharma patni. She will accompany you on path of righteousness. And he is sitting under a tree. There is no palace. There is no kingdom, and because he has performed so much austerity, he has become very thin. Manu Maharaj, how he decides to bring his daughter to Kardam Rishi, because Bhagwan comes in his dream and says, take your daughter, marry him to this sage. So when he sees this sage looks so old, you know, because of tapas, all the wrinkles are there, body is old, bones are seen. And he feels that I have to give my daughter, my young beautiful daughter, to this person who is not young, not that great. But Bhagwan has said, so he says yes. The sage understands his worry. He chants some mantras and takes a dip in the river nearby, and he comes out young, handsome. This is the power. We will not have that. So far that technology is not available. So he goes in, comes out young. Then he goes on doing his tapas sadhana, and she goes on serving him. Then they have great pleasures in a plane, and that plane, airplane. So what happens is, she says, now I have done so much austerity, please bless me with householder's life. Please bless me with householder's life. So he says, okay. And with his austerity, power of austerity, he produces a plane, airplane. And he says, you come. We will fulfill all our desires in this plane. It is Kamaga Vimana. Whatever desires you can have, you can fulfill. So in that plane, must be much bigger than Air Force One. Swimming pool is also there. Like, you know, now these new cruise ships are there. Everything is there. Movie theater also, and garden, park, gym, whatever you want, everything is there. So they enjoy life. They have 9 daughters through marriage. And then he says, and then of course they all grow, they get them married to all sages. All 9 of them are married to different sages and devatas. And then he says, now I want to do more meditation. After all these pleasures, this, that and everything, sadhana continues. He says, now Devi, let me go. She says, how can I let you go? Who will support me in my old age now? You have to get a son to me. So Kardam Rishi remembers that Bhagwan had promised that he himself will come as his son. And so he says, okay, now we will have son, and that will be God himself incarnating. His name will be Kapila. And he will take care of you. He will give you knowledge. I will go. So Bhagwan is born to them. Kardam Rishi does namaskar to him, does parikrama, goes around him and says, O God, I have had your darshan outside. Now I am going to do sadhana to have your darshan inside. Kardam Rishi goes, Devhuti brings up Bhagwan, and then he is still young, Kardam Rishi, Kapil Bhagwan, and that time she is now asking the question to Kapil Bhagwan. So Devhuti is the student and Kapil Bhagwan is the teacher. Kapila means the one whose mind is not disturbed is called Kapila. And Devahuti means the one who is able to invoke God is called Devahuti. Ahuti means to call upon God, to invoke. So Devahuti, to call God. Now we begin. So I will chant the shloka, you repeat after me. This dialogue comes in the third canto and 25th chapter. But here it is chapter 1 in our book. Third canto, 25th chapter. Devahuti Ruvacha. Devahuti Ruvacha. Nirvinnanitaram Bhuman. Asadindriyatarshanat. Yena sambhavyamanena prapannandham tamah prabho. Devahuti says to Kapil Bhagavan, O Bhuman, O God, O Lord, infinite, Nirvinna Nitaram Asadindriya Tarshanat. Indriya, sense organs, they are so asad. Asad means they are false, deceiving. I have spent my whole life in satisfying my sense organs. My sense organs, my mind, I have spent my time, but they are not becoming satisfied. Indriya tarshana, fulfillment of sense organs, is not happening, and therefore I am nirvinna. Nirvinna means I am tired of this. I am tired of fulfilling the demands that come from my sense organs. I want this, I want this, I want this. Asadindriya tarshanat. Yena, due to which, sambhavyamanena, due to this continuous pressure of fulfilling the desires of sense organs, prapannandham tamah prabho, he prabho, andham prapanna, andham tamah prapanna, I have fallen into blinding darkness. So imagine, this statement will come from whom? Who will say that I am tired of satisfying these sense organs, which are like a bottomless pit? Who will come to this conclusion? Or you put ourselves in that position. Are we able to say that I am tired? I said, no, still there is time. I can enjoy something here, something there. This statement will come from that person who has risen so much, has evaluated that running after all these sense pleasures, I only get tired. Shobhavaha martyasya yadantakaitat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. These sense objects, they only dry up the sense organs, the strength of sense organs, they weaken me. And these pleasures are fleeting. I run after them, they make me run here and there. Whether tomorrow these pleasures will continue to exist or not, that itself is not guaranteed. So, why put forth so much effort to acquire those things which are unstable? This understanding when comes, this shloka will come out. What am I chasing? We are chasing something which is a running target. Our mind itself is unstable. You ask your mind what exactly you want, I will give you. Mind today will ask for something, tomorrow that same mind will ask something else. So there is no stability. Sense organs, same problem. What we like one day at one time, at another day, another time, the sense organ will not like. And the nature of object is that it promises something which it never delivers. Therefore, there is always going to be dissatisfaction. You look at the end of so many years of life that we all have spent. What was I looking for? What did I get? So then I understand that I have been pushed into this blinding darkness only. I have not accomplished anything really. So we should try to see where we stand with respect to these shlokas, then we will enjoy more. Okay, next one. Tasya tvam tamasondhasya dushparasyadhyaparagam satchakshur janmanamante लब्धं मे त्वदनुग्रहात् तस्य त्वं तस्य तमसः अंधस्य इन दैट ब्लाइंडिंग डार्कनेस वेयर आई हैव ऑलरेडी एंटर्ड ऑफ दैट यू आर द ब्राइट सन यू हैव कम इन माय लाइफ नाउ. Imagine the amount of enjoyment that she had is probably 100 times more than all of our enjoyments put together. Generally we feel, you know, that, oh, I will go, I will enjoy, I am so young, I am going to enjoy this world so much, so much, so much that nobody has any idea. I will have big house, I will have nice sports cars, I will have my private plane. There is a lot of wealth, no doubt. And even at the age of 80, 85, people think, I can still enjoy something, you know. But how long? So she says, in that, from that darkness where I have fallen, tasya tamasaha andhasya, andhasya tamasaha, which is so difficult to cross, dushparasya adya paragam, you are the one who is going to take me across this darkness, which is otherwise difficult to cross. And how you have come? You have come as chakshuhu, the eyes. Me labdham. I have attained you in the form of Sun and you are the eyes, vision to take me across this blinding darkness. And what kind of eyes? Sat Chakshuhu. Sat Chakshuhu means the eyes of truth, the vision of truth. Sat means truth. So you are going to take me out of this darkness by showing me the truth. Sat Chakshuhu. And when you have come to me in my life, Janmanamante, almost at the fag end of my life. So she also understands, now I don't have much time. Sat Chakshu. Janmanamante me labdham. So somebody may ask, how did Bhagavan come to you in your life? What did you do? She, out of humility, says, I didn't do anything. Tvad anugrahat. Only out of your grace, Bhagavan, you have come to me in my life. Not that I have done anything. But out of Bhagavan's grace, if Bhagavan was supposed to come, he could have come to everybody's life, right? But he doesn't come to everyone's life as son. That means she also had done some austerity. You look at her life. Imagine a princess who has to live with an austere person who lives life of austerity. There is no other thing. Minimum. People who live in big, big houses, if they have to go somewhere, like in ashram, where all that is there is two beds, one small desk, a chair, tube light, fan, that's all. Difficult, but you have to live like that. And she did that for many years. Not only that, when the sage is doing all austerity, she has to take care of household work, bounden duty she has, and cleaning everything, taking care and serving him. But she did it for so many years. As a result of that, Bhagavan blessed her. And of course, husband's austerity also. Kardam Rishi's austerity also. So, if we go on doing our prayers, our daily japa, sadhana, etc. regularly, a time will come when Vairagya will also come and teacher will also come in life. So, first shloka talked about Vairagya. Along with that Vairagya, desire to get out of this darkness. And that brought teacher also in life. So we should just go on doing our prayers. Whether we understand anything or not, if we understand, it is better. But otherwise also we should do. And we should inspire children also to do regularly. The results will come on their own. Like many of us, when we started doing prayers, going to temple, doing puja, sadhana, japa, we didn't know anything. But now, scriptures have come in our life. Teachers come, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, everything we are studying. People had never heard of what is Viveka Chudamani and what different granthas. But we get to study them. So that is our punya and the blessings of Bhagavan and Guru Parampara. So she says, now you have come as the vision of truth, Sat Chakshuhu. And ya adyo bhagavan pumsam. Ishvaro vai bhavan kila. Lokasya tamasandhasya. Chakshusurya ivoditah. Who are you? Yaha adyaha bhagavan pumsam ishvaraha. Vai bhavan kila. Bhavan, you are kila indeed. Certainly, vai. Yaha adyaha bhagavan pumsam ishvaraha. The one who is the ancient, foremost Lord. The one who is beyond cause and effect. And the Lord of all, Ishvara Pumsam, that alone you are. So, she is giving her own son highest position. You are that. You are Paramatma who has come incarnate here. And Lokasya tamasandhasya, tamasandhasya lokasya, of that world which is totally dark. Totally dark means what? We say so much light is there. Every day there is so much light outside. What are you talking, everything darkness, darkness? See, what does darkness mean? Let's say I want to go from here to the exit. And suddenly all lights are off. And I have come here for the first time. So now everything is dark, nobody else is here, but these chairs and everything is there. If I want to go out, what will happen? Safely, if I want to go out, I need light. Otherwise I will hit here, hit there, so many places. So darkness means where there are accidents. Darkness means where I will have suffering. Because I do not see things clearly. That is the idea of darkness. So even when there is external light, I don't have clear understanding of life. This is what I was talking earlier in the Balvihar session also. Both places I said differently, but the idea is that scriptures give us wisdom. Not knowing this, I am lost. We think that we are doing so many things. You ask those people who are in their 50s and 60s or 70s, then what did you accomplish? The only real thing that they will have to tell is their spiritual progress. Nothing else is worth elaborating. So, blindness is where I don't have clear goal. I don't know what I am supposed to accomplish. That is blindness. So, tamasandhasya lokasya chakshuhu, you are the eye, and in which way? Suryaha iva uditaha, like the rising sun. Means so bright that I will never have any confusion anymore. Surya iva uditaha. So, she says, you are my son, S-O-N, who is like S-U-N, to remove the darkness. You have come here. Okay. So, ignorance will be destroyed through you. Now, what is the nature of ignorance? So, a sample is given. ಅಥ ಮೇ ದೇವ ಸಮ್ಮೋಹಂ ಅಪಾಕ್ರಷ್ಟುಂ ತ್ವಮರ್ಹಸಿ ಯೋ ವಗ್ರಹೋಹಂ ಮಮೇತೀತಿ ಏತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಯೋಜಿತಸ್ತ್ವಯಾ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅಥ ಓ ದೇವ ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೇ ಸಮ್ಮೋಹಂ ಅಪಾಕ್ರಷ್ಟುಂ ತ್ವಂ ಅರ್ಹಸಿ. You deserve to, you ought to, arhasi means you should, you must remove my sammoham. You deserve to, you are capable of removing my delusion. Apakrashtum means to eliminate. Moha means attachment. Sammoha means total attachment or delusion. Sammoham apakrashtum tam arhasi. What is the nature of this sammoha? Some attachment to what? So she explains in the second line. Yo avagraha aham ಮಮ ಇತಿ ಅವಗ್ರಹ. ಗ್ರಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗ್ರಾಸ್ಪ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಟು ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಗ್ರಹ. ಅವಗ್ರಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎರೋನಿಯಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಟು. ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್? ಅಹಂ and mama, I and mine. So the erroneous holding on to I is in the form of body and mind, or BMI let us say. And erroneous holding on to world is mama, because mine. In world, I idea doesn't come. But in body, mind, intellect, I notion comes. I am this. I am a man. I am happy. I am smart. I am dull. I am not getting it. This is all I notion in intellect. I notion in mind is, I am happy, I am unhappy, etc. I am sad. I'm so happy today, our Atlanta team, whatever has happened, has won after a long time. So this is all what? Mind. And I think I'm getting old now. Even though I don't show it to people, I know myself. So this is all I. This is avagraha, holding on to aham. And mama is my possessions, my this, my that, etc. Iti etasmin tvaya yojitah. You only have engaged me in this. All these things are there because of you. Because of you means, because Bhagavan, you know, he gives karma phala. So then objects come, body comes, then we get attached to them. Yojita. Therefore, I surrender to you, she concludes her prayer in the next shloka. Tam tva gataham sharanam sharanyam swabhrutya samsara taro kutharam ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸಯಾಹಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತೆ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸದ್ಧರ್ಮ ವಿದಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ. ಸೊ So she concludes her prayer by saying, Aham Tva means Tvam Sharanam Gata. I have surrendered to you now. Aham Tva Sharanam Gata. Who is Bhagavan? Who are you? Sharanam Tam Sharanyam. You are that Sharana, that abode, that final resort where everyone surrenders. The final destination. We go on doing this, that, up, down, run around everywhere. Finally we say, Bhagavan, now it is up to you. Because many times we feel that life is in our control. We start life in this way. We want to do things, we feel we can do a lot of things. But after some point, we realize we are not capable of controlling everything. So we surrender then. Sharanam Sharanyam. So Tva means Tvam, Sharanam Gata, Aham. Who are you? So Sharanyam, one adjective. Another he says, Swabhritya samsa, she says, Swabhritya samsara taroho kutharam. You are the axe to cut down the tree of samsara. And whose samsara you are going to cut? Swabhritya of your own devotees. So the devotees who pray that Bhagavan, I think I have gone through this journey enough. I have traveled enough. Now I am ready to take exit. Like if you see, you know, like many times parents, they take children to park where they play, right? So they will be sitting, parents will be sitting on the bench or something, and kids will play. Then parents will say, are you ready? Can we go home? No, I still want to play. Okay, play. Are you ready to go home? No, play. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Then it gets dark. Or if the kid falls somewhere, gets hurt, are you ready to go home? Yes. Or even at that point, they may not be ready, but they may not show that they want to go home. But the pain is so much, and if other friends are all going, then what will they say? Okay, let us go now. So in life also, all these things happen. One is the pain. You get hurt. Old age. And second is, all friends depart. There, somebody's time is going to come. So if 2-3 friends go, then you say, now I also should go. It is a sad thing. I was talking to somebody who is very successful in business life, very highly successful actually. So I said, you have lived in this area, Silicon Valley, for 40 years. Successful startups you have launched, and you have good friend circle, social circle, business circle, everything. I said, in this age group, now when you meet people, what is the general discussion, general topic that people discuss? One is, which part of the body has now resigned? One. And which doctor's appointment I am having now. This is one topic. Second topic is, among our near and dear ones, who is departing or departed? And third topic, children are not listening, grandchildren are not listening. Other than this, is there any other spiritual topic? And that's why I said, the moment anyone comes to you, no matter what they talk, you talk only Shastra. Everyone knows these problems. There is no point in discussing about them. What is new in this? Everyone knows these problems. You talk something which is sensible. Make use of your time. Nothing else is going to happen. This old age is not only hitting one generation. It has been happening for time immemorial. Going on. Eternal. Everyone who has old age will have same problems. So we are not new. And whether it is someone in grahastha ashrama or sannyas ashrama, problems are going to be same. But how I use my time and do what with it? That is how we get out. So Bhagavan also is waiting. When we pray and we say, Bhagavan, I want to be out of this. I don't want to come back again. Swabhritya samsara taroho kutharam. For the devotees and sevakas, you are the axe to cut their samsara vriksha. She says, aham prakritehe purushasya jignyasaya saddharma vidam varishtham namami. I bow down to you, O Lord, who you are saddharma vidam varishtham. You are the best among the knowers of the truth. Saddharma vidam varishtham. Vidam means many knowers are there of this. You are the best among them. Because Bhagavan himself. And what does she want to know? Jignyasaya. Jignyasayaham means I desire to know what is prakriti and what is purusha. What is matter and what is spirit. So this is going to be the main teaching, main theme. Prakriti and Purusha. In Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, this topic comes and it is also presented as Kshetra and Kshetragnya. Prakriti is called Kshetra and Purusha is called Kshetragnya. So those who want to study that also, you just note and then later you study them together. So she says, this is what I want to know. Now, with this stanza, her request is over. So now what all things we saw in these five shlokas? Her qualification. You know, when you study Tattva Bodha or some such text on Vedanta, so they will say, there is a student who has sadhana chatushtaya, some qualification, correct? And that qualified student is going to approach a teacher, that is called Guru Upasatti, approaching the teacher. Here in Bhagavatam or in Ramayana, you will find, instead of just having a student, a teacher, student with qualification, approaching the teacher with qualification, here the way it is presented is a character is brought. With that there is a story. So we know she has lived her life, learned the lessons, and now she is highly mature. That maturity is shown through all the stories which comes before this. That she got married to Kardam Rishi, then they are Kamaga Vimana, so many pleasures, 9 daughters, all got married. She served her husband for so many years. All of that is to show austerity, etc. To bring purity. Then, by her name, it shows that she can invoke God. So, someone who has prayed to God for a long time. And now here, Vairagya is there, Mumukshutvam is there, and therefore seeking the knowledge. All that is covered in this story. Now, Bhagavan is going to teach. Okay? So let us see. So actually, this teaching of Kapil Bhagavan to Devahuti, which is here we are presenting as Kapil Gita or Kapil Upadesha, this teaching is actually in many chapters and lot of shlokas are there. Here, a summary is given, executive summary. So somebody says, I don't have that much time. Okay, you study this. 5 days we'll complete. But you will get the essence. Okay? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Yoga Adhyatmika Pumsam. Mato Nishreya Sayame. Atyanto Paratiryatra. Dukkhasya cha sukhasya cha. So now Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan is teaching, he says, Me mataha, my understanding is this. Me mataha means my understanding. What do I understand? What do I consider? He says, Adhyatmikaha yogaha pumsam nishreyasaya. Adhyatmika yoga, spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom is for pumsam, means for all human beings, nishreyasaya. Nishreyasaya means for getting liberation, freedom from bondage of karma. Adhyatmika yoga is for liberation from karma, which is otherwise what we call moksha. In other words, there is so many knowledge branches are there, you know, knowledge of physics, chemistry, art, science, grammar, logic, so many things are there. But knowledge of spirituality or spiritual wisdom is what will give me absolute good. Nishreyasa. So all other knowledge will not help me. What is absolute good? So, we'll take that. First, let us complete the second line. Yatra dukkhasya cha sukhasya cha atyanta uparatihi. What is nishreyasa? So, it is said, there where yatra atyanta uparatihi, extreme termination. Atyanta uparatihi. Of what? Dukkha and sukha, both. Dukkhasya cha, sukhasya cha. Now somebody may say, wait. I came here to bring an end to dukkham. You are saying we will bring an end to dukkham and sukha. I don't want to bring an end to Sukham. A teacher says what you call as Sukham is actually nothing but Dukham in disguise. Dukham has come with a makeup of Sukham. Mask. Because when Dukham comes knocking on your door, says knock knock, you ask who is it? I am Dukham. Anyone will open the door? Nobody will open the door. And you know, even when you have that eye hole or some blind, you open, you see some scary thing out there. You immediately will close and say, I am not going to open. But if some nice thing is, someone is there, come. As soon as you close the door, that fellow changes the form. Sukham becomes Dukham. Now what will you do? You close the door. So, in fact, in Nyaya Darshan, they have identified 21 types of sorrows. 21 types of sorrows. And one sorrow is joy. Joy is also called sorrow there. Our sages, our thinkers, how much they used to think. Their whole thing was based on right thinking. About world, you tell them, think on matter. Oh, so much they would have thought on any matter. Actually, what are these different darshanas? Just a side topic, but very interesting. Each darshana, darshana means, you know what is darshana? Darshana is school of philosophy. Each darshana is concentrating on a particular aspect of life. So if you say Nyaya Darshan, so they have focused everything on how to logically establish anything. This is their mastery. The moment you take any subject, they will bring logic. This is their prime way of thinking. If somebody says Sankhya Darshan, Sankhya Darshan's primary thing is dividing matter and spirit. Yoga Darshan means their focus is on mind. All discussion on mind. Purva Mimamsa Darshan, everything on karma. Karma is at the center. Bhakti Darshan, Bhagavan is at the center. And Vedanta Darshan, Atma is at the center. Advaita Vedanta, Atma, Brahma. So, you first take some topic and they will go so much in the depth, they are like specialization. So, Bhagavan says here, if you want absolute freedom, you have to bring end to sorrow as well as joy. Atyantika Atyanta Uparatihi Atyantika Nivritti. So Nishreyas means that which is good not at some time but not at other time. Absolute good means that which is good all the time. For example, when it is cold. So let's say you are in Boston or Chicago or Michigan in January. Then what would you want there when you are, let's say, outside walking, thermal clothes and jacket and hat and boots and gloves and everything, right? So you love those things, that is good for you there. But if you come to Miami in June or May at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and somebody says, you remember you asked for those jackets and everything, now here wear them. What will you say? They were good then, not now. That is called relative good. It is not absolute good. So when you change place, when you change time, things change. They lose their importance. That is not nishreyasa. What was dear to me once upon a time is not dear to me anymore. Nishreyasa means that which is absolute good. And absolute good, what is it that I love all the time? Myself. Unconditionally. Atma. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. And therefore, this is what Bhagavan says is called Adhyatmika Yoga. So the name of the teaching is Adhyatmika Yoga. The subject matter is Prakriti and Purusha Viveka. So this is the Vishaya. Name is Adhyatmika Yoga. Vishaya is Prakriti Purusha Viveka. Or in simple words, you say Atma Anatma Viveka. And what is the purpose? Prayojanam. End of Sukham and Dukham, otherwise known as Nishreyasa. So Vishaya, Prayojanam, student is already given, qualification, so that is Adhikari. This is the Anubandha, and Sambandha Bhagavan says, this Adhyatmika Yoga is going to give you this. So indirectly, Anubandha Chatushtaya is indicated. Those who are studying Vedantic works, they know all these terms. So this is how we should look at a text, not just see the shloka and read the story and continue. This insight we should have, how to look at the grantha. Now Bhagavan says, this yoga I had already taught earlier. Tamimam te pravakshyami yamavocham puranage rishinam shrotukamanam yogam sarvanga naipunam. He anaghe, anaghe word is there at the end. Anaghe means, O sinless one. Anagha becomes anaghe. He anaghe. Yam pura avocham. That yoga which I spoke earlier in the past, to whom? Rishinam shrotukamanam. To those who are rishis, who were rishis. Rishis means those who have thought over life, those who have purified their mind, they all are rishis. Rishis are also actually the mantra drishtas, means those who have seen secret and sacred formulas of life. Means Veda mantras, those who have seen. They are called Rishis. Rishinam Shrotukamanam. Shrotukama means those who are desirous to listen to me. Bhagavan says, I can teach only those people who are interested in listening. Right? Like we announce, come for Jnana Yajna, come for Jnana Yajna. Only those who come, we can talk to them. Those who don't come, what can we do? Then they'll say, can you put this on YouTube? Then we will listen when we get some free time. Rishinam Shrotukamanam Yogam Sarvanga Naipunam. Sarvanga Naipunam Yogam. This yoga along with all its limbs, Sarvanga Nipunata means it is expert, means it is the best, the perfect, all complete yoga. Tam te pravakshyami. Tam imam yogam te pravakshyami. That yoga I shall teach you now. So Bhagavan is saying, this yoga I have already taught to great sages in the past. You are not the first student. Many students have learned and benefited. Because many times, you know, students feel, oh, I want to listen to this, but I don't know whether it is useful or not, beneficial or not. Like sometimes you go to doctor, so they say, we have a latest medicine and you are the guinea pig. We are going to try on you, experiment on you and figure out whether it works or not. So Devahuti ji must be wondering, Bhagavan, have you taught anyone? You know, in a hospital and all, if the girl who is a, or boy also, they are young doctor and they are like looking like fresh graduates, and they have the doctor's coat and all, and they go and the patient looks at them and the patient will say, can you send doctor please? I am doctor. No, I know you are doctor, but send the real. And if they see someone with grey hair, glasses and all, and looking like, he's the right one. So that, she also must be wondering that, Bhagavan, have you taught this knowledge to anyone before? Bhagavan said, don't worry, great sages have listened to this. Imagine if a person who gets his first pilot license and then he has to fly the plane and you are sitting there at the back. You know, sometimes these air hostess and all, they make, they crack a joke by saying such things. It's scary sometimes. So Bhagavan says, don't worry. In Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan tells Arjuna that many people have benefited in the past from me. Vitaragavah krodhaha manmaya mam upashritaha bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhavam agataha. Bahavah madbhavam agataha. Many have come to me. So Arjuna, don't think that you are the first one listening to this. It is time-tested formula. And our teaching is not latest. It is greatest. Most ancient. In this world, people are generally more concerned about latest formula. You know, what is the newest thing? I want something new. But in wisdom, we want something which is most ancient. Then Bhagavan says, now the teaching he is going to give in brief. Okay? First in brief, then elaboration. Cheta khalvasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam guneshu saktam bandhaya ratam va pumsi muktaye. Cetaha khalu asya bandhaya muktaye cha atmano matam. Atmanaha bandhaya muktaye cha. For one's own bondage and liberation, means for our bondage and liberation, cetaha means mind. Mind khalu indeed is responsible for bondage and liberation. So first point of sadhana is focus on mind. Don't worry about the world. Don't try to fix the world. Fix your mind. Like they give simple example. Let's say when you go out on the road, there are a lot of stones, then the thorns, glass pieces, let's say all of them are all over. And you have to walk on the road. So you have two options. One is, you cover the entire road with carpet. So that when you put your foot, you will not get hurt. And option two is, you cover your feet with shoes. Which option we take? We cover our feet. So instead of thinking that I will fix the world, therefore there won't be problems in my life, what we should do is, we should fix our mind. Then there is no problem. So here it is said, Chetaha means mind is responsible for bondage and mind alone is responsible for liberation. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho bandhaya vishayasaktam muktam nirvishayai smritam. So mind alone is responsible for bondage and liberation. So purify mind. Work on your own mind. A pure mind will give you less headache. World does not give headache. Our own mind gives headache. Which mind is responsible for bondage? Which mind is responsible for liberation? So it is said, guneshu saktam bandhaya. That mind which is attached to gunas. Guna means two things. One idea of guna means vishaya, objects. And the other idea of guna is sattva rajas tamo guna. Both meanings are there. Here in translation, sattva rajas tamo guna, that meaning is taken. But in Amrit Bindu Upanishad, vishaya, that meaning is taken. And in Hamsa Gita also, that meaning is taken. So guna means that object to which the mind is attached, then that mind is bound. So that bound mind will bind you. Okay, so now let us just see what is this bandhana. What is bondage? Bondage is, we understand that not only in this life, but in earlier lives, I have performed so many karmas. And all those karmas are now ready to give results. And therefore, I don't have choice whether I want birth or not. I will be born somewhere or the other, in some body or the other. This is a bandhana. Means I don't have freedom. This is real idea of bondage. Now, in this context, what will be the bondage? When mind is attached to an object, then that mind will think, my happiness depends upon this and this object alone. And therefore, without this object, in a particular condition, I will not be happy. This is bandhana. Remember, jnani also lives in this world. Jnani also experiences the same objects. True or not? Jnani doesn't live somewhere else. How to eliminate bandhana? Not to tie my happiness to that object. Like two people are watching a game, football game. One fellow says, if this team wins, then only I'll be happy. The other fellow says, let two teams play, I will enjoy. I don't care whoever wins, I will enjoy the game. So then there is no raga for one and dvesha for the other. His mind will be equanimous. So bondage is where I tie my happiness to a particular thing in a particular condition. Guneshu saktam bandhaya ratam va pumsi muktaye. So guneshu saktam, either attached to objects or attached to qualities, the gunas, that is bandhanam. And pumsi ratam va muktaye. And pumsi, pumsi means purusha. Purusha means paramatma, God. That which is attached to God, that mind will take you to liberation. So mind which is attached to God, mind which is seeking truth, that mind is ready for liberation. Do you know, for that a lot of effort is needed. For example, let's say somebody feels, when I am 65, I will start attending these classes. Up to that point, let me enjoy the world. What will happen is, at 65, to come on Sunday evening to attend Kapil Gita class will be difficult. And then even if you come to pay attention for 1.5 hours will be difficult. Because I am not used to, I have not trained my mind. So whole life mind is attached to objects. Now suddenly I want mind to get attached to God. It is difficult. And you will get used to that friend circle. If they all don't come, you miss them. You say, if they are not going, I am also not going. Aray, but they are going to fall in a well. Okay, I will also fall. So the mindset is like this. That's why we have to train our mind that I am not going to tie my happiness to a particular person or particular group of people or anything. That when where they go, then I am also there, then I will be happy. And now what is Pumsi Ratam attached to Bhagwan or identified with God? That tomorrow we will highlight that. Here Bhagwan says there is no other path. With this we will conclude with 9th shloka. We will just read. Na yujyamanaya bhaktya bhagavatyakhilatmani sadrushosti shivapantha yoginam brahmasiddhaye. Yoginam brahmasiddhaye, for great yogis who are interested in accomplishing Brahman. Straight here Bhagavan says, those who are interested in Brahman. Normally in Bhagavatam, Brahma Shabda comes less and less. But here brahmasiddhaye, those who want brahmasiddhi. Brahmasiddhaye, bhagavati akhilatmani yujyamanaya bhaktya. In Bhagwan, that devotion which takes me to God, unites me with God, other than that, na sadrushosti shivapantha. There is no other auspicious, pure path that can take me to God, take me to Brahman, other than devotion to Bhagavan. In other words, in the previous shloka it is said, mind that is attached to God will take you to liberation. And now here it is said, devotion to Bhagavan is the easiest means to attain Bhagavan. It will prepare me over a period of time. How it will prepare? Tomorrow. Tomorrow we will see how this preparation comes. So now, for next 3 days, there will be teaching. This was introduction. Who is a student, who is a teacher, I told you how they came across, and she puts her questions, her desire for liberation. Next 3 days is teaching. Then final day, if the teaching is not clear, where did we go wrong? That also needs to be known, right? Because like you give exam, then you don't get 100%, you get something. So what is the next step? Where did I miss? So what adjustments I can do in my life to make the knowledge perfect? That will be the last topic. So next 3 days is the knowledge, and last is those perfections. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.